today's No Sweat News. These are the stories that are a little odd, a little off kilter, a little side of the vest here, a little societal observations that make me want to go back and ask questions about bears taking poops in the woods.
Okay.
Because sometimes that's a little bit safer to investigate. Now, on Friday, when we do the No Sweat News quiz, we'll be giving away tickets to see Adam Sandler in Trenton. So keep these stories in your brain, and who knows, maybe you win some cool tickets.
Gotcha.
Now, here's an observation. I don't know. This person, I don't know. Whoever invented this, they're either a stone-cold genius, or they probably have bodies buried in their basement.
Oh, no.
What do you think of this? Mayonnaise slices are a thing.
Mayonnaise slices.
Like Kraft cheese that you unwrap, you know, like cheese slices.
No.
Individually.
Nope.
Well, that one's quick from Dave. Check the basement for bodies, huh?
Well, I will tell you why. The one thing that always gets forgotten about food is the consistency. It plays a major role. Who wants a piece of plastic mayonnaise on their food? Like it's a mayonnaise frisbee.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's like a mayonnaise frisbee.
That's disgusting.
Now, it's coming out from the same company that gave us sliced ketchup. A couple of years ago.
That, too, is disgusting.
And we all said, huh?
Yeah,
what? Ketchup
slices? And who eats sliced ketchup?
I mean, I haven't seen it since we did that No Sweat News
story. Thank you.
So apparently, this company in Japan wants to give it a go with mayonnaise slices.
Sometimes, there's not always a better mousetrap. Sometimes, it's like, ketchup, pour it on your food. Mayonnaise, pour it on.
Yeah.
Pretty, you know.
Done.
Don't really.
Done. That's it.
Don't need to evolve mayonnaise from where it already is. Yeah.
Now, this is interesting. Yeah. Here's another product that I observed. Either genius or somebody's lost their cookies. There's a company called Shreddies.
Shreddies?
That sells flatulent filtering underwear.
Oh, my God almighty.
That's right. Perfect on a day like today after we all ate corned beef and cabbage here at the radio station. It's either genius or somebody needs to go to a shrink and talk about how their mom and dad, you know, didn't do the right thing when it came to farting.
That's disgusting.
Well, the Shreddies company that makes flatulent filtering underwear has come out with a new product. What if you would like to filter your flatulence, but wear your own underwear? Well,
oh no!
Would you please welcome
it's like a Brita filter for your pants.
It's quite literally that.
That is gross.
Please welcome the car banana. It's a mix of the words carbon and banana, and it goes in the back of your pants. In between your cheeks, and when you rip one, the carbon banana, does not let the smell emanate from your posterior region.
If you are farting so much that you need to put a banana in your butt.
How much corned beef and cabbage did you eat yesterday, Dave?
But not enough to start sticking fruit in my rear end. I'm going to tell you flat out, if that's the case, you have a health issue, consult a doctor.
Could be.
This is as stupid as Gwyneth Paltrow with the, you know, hoo-ha eggs that she tells women to put there.
My candle smells like my farts.
Yeah, no.
I mean, have you noticed me leaving the studio a few more extra times this morning?
I have.
Well, you know why?
You were drinking like a fish.
I don't have a carb banana, and I'm trying to save you from the stank of the cabbage and corned beef.
You can partly blame it on the corned beef and cabbage, but the other thing was the fireball that you were swilling.
Well, that came from the heavens,
I know.
David.
That was thrown to you.
When God drops fireball into your lap, even though I'm the work of the devil, I like my whiskey to be whiskered flavored.
Me too, but if it's coming from a balcony, it's for free. But
here's
carbon banana is disgusting.
Here's a guy, maybe he should have his head examined. I mean, he did it last year. But he's trying it again. 44-year-old Dell Hall from Cincinnati, Ohio, back in the news. He's the guy who gave up food for Lent last year and drank nothing but beer Remember this guy? He announced he was going to be, because back in the day, the monks would give up food, but they would make a special hearty beverage, beer.
That's so smart.
And drink the beer all Lent long.
I love it.
Said he was going to live like a monk. Well, he's doing it again. And you might think, wait, he lived to tell the story? Well, yes. Not only did he live to tell the story last year, he lost 44 pounds by drinking beer for 40 days.
Now, that's incredible.
Now, what he has realized is all he has to do is go 50 days, and he will set a new Guinness Book of World Record for consecutive days of only drinking beer and not consuming anything else.
Oh, that's going to be a piece of cake for this guy.
This guy is going to set a world record this year.
Done.
And I don't know how he'll celebrate Lent next year.
I'm assuming he's going to have a beer.
I mean, how do you celebrate this world record? Maybe pop a champagne.
I guess you could, because if it's just beer, you know, if it's like thick enough, it should probably have all the nutrients that you need.
That's what he says.
All right.
That's the No Sweat News. You got your sliced mayo. You got your
disgusting
flatulence absorbing new product.
Double disgusting.
And then the gentleman drinking beer for that 40 on.
That man's a hero. He's a hero, that dude.
On Friday, we'll do the No Sweat News quiz for Adam Sandler tickets. We invite you to tune in.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.